Golf Operating Corporation.
It's time for the Tri-State Area's brand new 50,000-watt radio talk show, Between the Minutes, featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals in the community. Between the Minutes is brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com. And now, here's the host of Between the Minutes, Peter Radotti.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest radio talk show, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Radotti. The first segment of Between the Minutes will feature Inside Your Computer. This is similar to my newspaper article, Inside Your Computer, in the Philadelphia Public Record, discussing many interesting topics about computer security. According to PC World's Tony Bradley, cybercrime is a major growth industry with double-digit growth per year. Tony points out that the bar for entry to cybercrime is low, the overhead is minimal, and the compensation is phenomenal. The downside is you might get free room and board for the rest of your life at the expense of the government. Actually, many cyber crooks live in Eastern European countries, with Asia as a new entry into that industry. There are risks there that exceed life in prison, including having people just take everything, including your and your family's lives. Other problems with being a cyber criminal is that governments are getting good at finding and cracking down on this new type of criminal. You may remember that I reported multiple governments working together to take down one of the worst offenders. Cybercrime is now a major problem, costing people and companies hundreds of millions to some estimates exceeding $1 billion U.S. dollars per year. That's a lot of pain, and people are paying attention. One of the funniest problems being reported by officials is that while cyber crooks have gotten really good at stealing money, they're not gotten very good at collecting their ill-gotten goods. In the past, these crooks used uninformed stooges called money mules to move money out of the country of origin to their country. Often, these mules were unwitting and uninformed people who were looking for work-at-home jobs. The penalty for the money mules are extreme, and people have gotten good at figuring out that something isn't right. All those jobs processing orders from your home, no experience needed, smell like last month's tuna salad, and people have figured it out. This has created a major problem for the crooks. There's not enough mules to actually move the money. It's estimated that a large quantity of stolen identities go unharvested simply because there aren't people to drive the cyber getaway car and, of course, take the hit for the real crooks. Next, I want to remind everyone about the telephone scam I talked about in a prior show. You remember that professional telephone call centers, primarily in India, are being used for operating confidence games. At the time I warned you about this, the problem was in Australia, New Zealand, and Great Britain, but I predicted it would reach our shores soon. The crooks must have been listening because it's here. I've received reports of criminal Indian telephone call centers making calls to cell phones here in the United States. Telling them to go away doesn't work, so just hang up on them without saying a word. That's your best option for getting rid of them and for preserving your calm. In wrapping up this week's segment of Inside Your Computer, I hope some of the subjects I spoke about were helpful to you. Make sure you read my article, Inside Your Computer, every Thursday in the Philadelphia Public Record newspaper. You're listening to Between the Minutes. I'm your host, Pete Radotti, and you can also listen to us on our website at www.betweentheminutes.com. We'll be right back with today's guest on Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hi, this is Pete Radotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95.
in any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of TownWatch Integrated Services.
And this is Pete Rodadio of Between the Minutes.
And Philadelphia needs you.
Who, me?
Yes, you, Pete. We need you to get involved in your community to impact on the quality of life where you live by starting or joining a TownWatch group.
Really? How do I do that?
You reach out to me at 215-686-1459, or you reach me on the web, www.townwatch.net.
Wow, so I can really join.
You can really join. We provide training, assistance, and support, and we try to address crime in a holistic approach to improve the quality of life where you live.
Wow, that's great. Sign me up.
Join us and become a member of the Philadelphia TownWatch program.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State Area's new radio talk show featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals. Between the Minutes is brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. For the best in antivirus security, go to www.cyber.com. Let's get back to today's show and guests on Between the Minutes. The leader of the Pentecostal Clergy Political Awareness Committee, Bishop Leon Goines. Welcome to the show, Bishop.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. And we also have Bishop Leon Cleveland from the United for Christ Ministries of the Fairmont Art Museum section.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And we're glad to have both of you here. Okay. So, you know, you're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM. Well, today's show, we're going to be discussing several topics. One, the upcoming Philadelphia primary race on May 17th, especially the city council race. Two, the big part in how the Pentecostal Clergy Political Awareness Committee will impact the political race. And three, the Philadelphia Drop Program. And, of course, we'll probably talk about other stuff, too. I do want to tell everyone that this is a live show. You can call in and ask questions. In Pennsylvania, it's 610-667-9697. In New Jersey, toll-free, 877-667-9697. I want to start off by telling people how I met you, Bishop Goines.
All right.
All right. I met you recently, believe it or not. It was at the Constitution Center for David O's announcement where he's running for, you know, city council at large. And it was before the meeting started, and I was just sort of wandering around, and here's this guy with a big smile, and he started talking to me, and it was you.
It is me.
And I said, well, what a nice guy, you know, big smile and just friendly. And the next thing I know, you're up on the stage. And I'm saying, oh, wow, I was talking to somebody important. I didn't even know. And then you get up and you start talking, and I just felt tingles down my back because great. You really are great. In fact, I want to share it. We got a surprise. If the engineer's ready, throw it on.
Leave David alone. He's here for us. He don't have to be here, but he's here for this city. And this city needs David alone. Make no mistake about it. We got to get out there and tell them folk out there. It's their real time. And if one try to hinder something, get out of the way. But we are marching to a beautiful election for this young man. Be because he loved this city, he loved the people of this city, he loved us. He's a man of honesty, a man of integrity, and a man you can trust. So now we have the David O team. We're telling the folks it's time to join the O team. Better than the A team. This is the O team.
And that was when I first met you.
Yeah.
Right there. You know. So I'm sorry, Bishop Cleveland, we don't have a clip of you. But
and that's fine. That's fine.
So yeah. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the election.
Yes.
Okay.
It's May primary.
Oh, yeah, it sure is.
That's coming up. First, before I guess we really get into it, I'm kind of sad that we don't have competition at the mayor's level on the Democratic side. I believe in good dialogue. And if Sam Katz, who's a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, or Tony Williams, who's also a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, if one of them had got in the race, I believe we had dialogue about some of the serious issues that's affecting this city. And dialogue is good, and helping people make up their mind about who best serve our city. Now, because there's no Democratic Party competition, I'm afraid a lot of people will stay home. We have important issues like the council races, the row offices, the judgeships, that are just as equally important, I believe, Bishop Cleveland, that are just as important, Pete, as the mayor's race. And I believe if we have more competition there, we got a better turnout. We'll come May for the other offices. So I'm kind of sad about that. But that's the way it is.
Well, that's just life. You know, that's just the way things happen. But there's nothing you can do about it.
I know.
Maybe, unless you're going to run.
If I had $1 million, I might run.
Okay.
But well, people would talk about you.
Yeah, but it would take away from your other work, which is probably much more important,
than being a politician.
Okay.
The Pentecostal Clergy Political Awareness Committee is designed not to create new politicians, but Bishop Cleveland and I and others saw a need that our people become more aware of what's going on in this city. And our job is to encourage the Pentecostals, who for years, Pete, were not getting involved in elections, to get involved in elections and to make a difference. It's been a 10-year, we're in 11 years now, Bishop Cleveland, mm-hmm. 11th year.
Absolutely.
It's an 11th year now, and we've done a tremendous job for ourselves by getting our people involved in elections.
But by doing a good job for yourselves, you're doing a good job for everybody, aren't you?
Everybody.
The city. Absolutely.
Because we are impacting in whatever way we can the dynamics of the electoral process in this city and state and national. And that's important. We need to be a part of the process so we can be part of the solution. And we have changed a lot in these last 11 years, representing ourselves in the political community.
All right. I want to hear some more about this in a minute. We got to take a break. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM and live on the web at WNWR.com. We'll be right back with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of Town Watch Integrated Services, and Philadelphia needs you. We would like you to join the Town Watch group or start a Town Watch group in your community. To get in touch with me, you can reach me at 215-686-1459, or you can go to our website, www.townwatch.net, or you can go to philadelphia.gov, the Philadelphia website, and put in Town Watch, and you will find us and fill out an information slip. Philadelphia needs you. The impact on the quality of life, and help us to make sure that Philadelphia is a safer city. 215-686-1459. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Between the Minutes. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. We have Bishop Goines and Bishop Cleveland on, and we're talking about the May elections right now. Bishop, you were saying that you're disappointed that there's nobody running for the mayor, but are you happy about anybody that's running?
Right now, we don't have anybody, quote-unquote, running. We have
Well, I don't mean for mayor. I mean for just running for office, period.
Oh, we're happy, extremely happy about some people. I do want to say that there are a lot of issues that need to be dialogued more.
Like what?
For example, the stop and frisk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had a young man last night get shot and killed, shot by 9 to 11 times in the Hunting Park section, who's a young basketball player at Roxborough, wanted to be in the NBA, trying to better himself. The crime rate in this city is ridiculous. We have too much crime on crime by young people. I say black-on-black crime, too. Call it what it is. In our neighborhood, we need somebody to be more sensitive than just saying we're going to stop and frisk. We need folk that come up with programming and be committed to stopping this crime in the city of Philadelphia. We are losing too many young men in the system. Some are dead and some are in prison. If you want to know where the best of the men are now, go to Gratisford. Go up out there in the Northeast. We have lost young men walking around our prisons because we did not interdict and prevent them becoming criminals and losing our children to this violence in this city. We need somebody to have a heart for the children and make a real program beyond stop and frisk.
I'll tell you who you want. You want Mr. Anthony Murphy from Town Watch Integrated Services, because he has devoted his life to preventing crime at the grassroots level by making people's lives better, by teaching them skills, by teaching them how to help the police prevent crime, to stop crime. And just these skills that he teaches people, they go throughout their whole life. That's who you want to talk to.
That's who we want to talk to. Now, Mr. Murphy and Town Watch have been doing an excellent job for years, but we need to have the leadership from the top get behind and expand these programs.
And like all the programs in the city right now, it's short-funded.
Short-funded.
Yeah. There's just not enough money to go around.
Now, look, we have an economic crisis here. We have it in Harrisburg. Tom Corbett inherited a $4 billion deficit. It will be cut to about 17 to 18%. Now, y'all know I'm a close friend of Tom Corbett's. However, he's got a magnitude of a problem. We're going to need communication between this city and the state and the federal government to try to get some funds in here for the right program, redirect funds for the right program. We have to stop this genocide of our children by our own. Our own are eating up our own. And we need somebody that's sensitive to issues. Now, Mayor Nutter has done a job by most folk standards that has been credible his 4 years. But Mayor Nutter is disliked by 80% of the African Americans.
Why?
Because he doesn't have the charisma, he doesn't have the care, he doesn't have the sympathy, he doesn't have the empathy for his people.
Wow. That's a lot.
I said that. Not Bishop Cleveland.
Well, Bishop Cleveland, tell us what you say.
Well, you know, I have to agree with Bishop Goyington. I think that after listening and talking with several people that I just would interview and hearing from them that they also agree that Mayor Nutter does lack the charisma. He does lack the sympathy and the empathy. He really can't feel the people. He's not connecting. Mm-hmm. I think as a leader myself, I've been in this, I've had my business for 19 years. Into the in the Cobbs Creek section of Philadelphia. I've been the owner and director of the preschools there in that section. And when I get to talk to my clients, and that those clients are some, have gone up to over 200 clients, people feel that they have that they cannot connect with Mayor Nutter. So I would agree with what Bishop Coins is saying. And in addition to that, I think it's just this has been a long stigma and a long problem that's been going on in the city. I'm a younger man. I'm only 44 years of age. But the fact of the matter is growing up in the city of Philadelphia, there's always been this stigma. There's always been this problem. And so we recognize it. Others have recognized it as well. I don't care what ethnic background you come from, whether white or black. It has been a problem that is going on with crime prevention, with black-on-black
crime.
There
is no such thing as a problem that affects only part of us.
Glad okay? you understand
so
that.
So a black-on-black problem is also a white problem.
Absolutely.
It's a Asian problem because, you know, we are a community. And if any single part of us suffers, it pulls down the entire community. We all suffer together.
I agree, and I'm glad you feel that way. Unfortunately, and generally speaking, many people don't have that same thinking, but it's good that you do have that, and I agree with that.
It's common sense, and common sense is a theme that you'll hear on this show a lot. By the way, we are a live show, and you can call in and ask these gentlemen questions in Pennsylvania. It's 610-667-9697. In New Jersey, toll-free, 877-667-9697. You're listening to Between the Minutes. And we'll be right back to our guest, Bishop Goins, right now. So, you know, let's talk some more about, you know, how does the Pentecostal Clergy Political Awareness Committee impact everything?
Well, for 11 years now, we have been growing and making statements. Now, you talk about common sense. Our board is made up of Republicans and Democrats. I'm Democrat born and Democrat bred, and when I'm gone, I'll be Democrat dead. Now, Bishop Cleveland's a Republican.
I am Republican.
And I don't hold it against him. But if you know our track record, those that become aware of us, and this city becoming more and more aware of the Pentecostal clergy, we supported Sam Katz when he ran as a Republican for mayor against John Street because we were supporting the man, not the party. Here recently, we supported Tom Corbett. I said hip, hip, and hooray, and he won. We supported the man and not the party. Now, in the process, we support a lot of good Democrats, too.
And that makes sense.
Good sense to us.
It's definitely common sense. You support the man because the man is who you're putting in office. You're not putting an elephant or a donkey. You're putting a man or a woman. But,
woman.
You know, it's who is that person? Do they have integrity? Do they have common sense? Do they have good ideas? Or are they just spouting what they read somewhere?
Honesty, integrity, and trust.
I'm not going to make the obvious joke about politicians. So.
But that's a part of our guidelines. Seeking out good men and women that exude honesty, integrity, and trust. And along the way, we found some, believe it or not. But here, let's shift our focus, if you will, Pat, if you will, and talk about this city council. Because the city council is that part of government that's very important.
Okay.
We have some young folk. I'm 70 in 2 months, 45 days. He's in his 40s. But we need some young, fresh blood, if you will, in that city council. Folk that are not looking to make it a retirement home. Therefore, we have, for example, David O.
Yep.
A young, y'all heard that clip I earlier. I like that. But David O, a young Korean. And let me tell you something. When I first met David, I said, David, are you Korean or Vietnamese or what? He looked at me with a straight face and said, it depends upon who's asking. David O is a young man that I truly believe, Bishop, you have your own relationship. You're from West Philly.
Mm-hmm.
I believe David O is a man of honesty, a man of integrity, a man of trust. Plus, he's smart. And he has new ideas to bring to the city of Philadelphia.
I'll tell you something about him that impressed me. He was on the show, and you can go back on our website at www.betweentheminutes.com. Hit the button that says shows. Look for his picture, and you can listen to his interview. Mm-hmm. He was Special Forces.
Yes, he was.
And that's impressive.
Yes, he was.
You know, I'd like to see a lot more people like that taking up politics because those guys don't mess around.
They don't mess around.
And strategic in thinking.
And strategic because you know what? Their life depends on it.
Absolutely.
They were trained, you make a mistake, you die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no messing around with something like that.
But you know what brings tears to my eyes? David O lost a cousin that was going to the University of Pennsylvania, I believe, to violence.
Yep.
And they were able to love those that did evil to their family.
Yep, absolutely.
That speaks a lot about the integrity of an individual to show that type of love and care about the young men that...
But they didn't they even set up some kind of
fund. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Foundation. They got out of jail to help them improve their life and become an asset to our society.
Yeah.
That speaks a lot.
Yeah.
His father was a good minister. I kind of adopted David as one of my sons. I got one son, now I got two. But he's a young man that's coming up. We need fresh young men. Now, I'm going to tell you, ask me before the show's over about what I think about drop. But I supported Frank Rizzo twice.
Mm-hmm.
He took that money. He needed to go. That's me.
There's a lot of people taking that money.
And they need to go.
The way they got this thing set up, I mean, I have some articles here. The way it's set up, I mean, you know, the median income in Philadelphia, according to Associated Content, okay, is $38,000. And some of these people are getting $500,000 from the drop fund. You know, I think that's a big disconnect. Although Mayor Nutter is against drop, and he's trying to kill drop. But it cost the city $258 million so far. I mean, how many people got laid off last year?
Look about the fire houses they put on service. We had a fire in West Philly, a life was lost, and the city claimed it was not because of the late arrival of the fire truck. But we need our firefighters as well as our law enforcement officers in this city. That's good money. Year four last, we closed down the swimming pools. Last year, we got some funding to keep them open to August.
That was the Union League that donated the money to keep the pools open.
Union League did that?
Union League did that.
That's good. But we can better use our money than going into somebody who owns Frank Rizzo owns a condominium in South Jersey. He owns an Oceana condo in the Caribbean. He lives with his mama's house up in Chestnut Hill. He gets a pension from 30 years on PICO. He gets Social Security. That man don't need the drop money. Now, Frank and I were friends. I don't know where he find me that tomorrow. We were friends. He don't need that money. He gets $197,000. Not as much as Marin Tasco, is getting up there in the West Oak Lane, Mount Airy section. But Marion Tasco needs to go too. Almost $500,000. I think $490,000 she's taking out of the city. And she's very quiet about it. Listen, can I say this, Pat?
Pete, you can say anything you want.
Let me say this. Marion Tasco got all indignant when Dwight Evans lost his jobs in Harrisburg. Right to the Daily News and all that about poor Dwight. It was a smoke screen. She won't be holier than thou. Marion Tasker, you're taking $498,000. You need to go and retire. Go with Frank to the Oceania.
Well, let me make you even angrier then, okay? Council President Anna Verna, okay? She's served 9 years for the city. And this is according to FoxPhilly.com. Verna will get a drop check for almost $600,000 from taxpayers when she leaves office early next year. And her comment is, it accounts for the amount of time I've been in office. You know what? I'd love somebody to give me $600,000 bonus for the last 9 years of my work.
In fairness,
no one's going to do that.
In fairness, Pat, she was one of the oldest city workers. She did time and other ages when she came to city council. That's why she's getting that much money. But she taking that money is a crime, it's not a criminal, as much as unethical.
Yeah, it's not. It's actually the law. It's a bad law, but it's the law. And what it really is, it's a kind of a perversion of the law because the law was intended for the rank and file, not for the politicians, the people who are elected. It was a good deal for them, but. There's mistakes. First of all, you know, you shouldn't be pulling $600,000 out of a city that's hurting. Second of all, it wasn't intended for city council. It was intended for the policemen, the firemen, the trash collectors, the rest of the guys that are doing the work every day for their whole life. And, you know, it was originally intended as a way of transferring information from the guy that's doing the job to the guy that's coming into the job, you know. And again, I know you have some issues with Mayor Nutter, but Mayor Nutter, back on March 12th of 2009, he wanted to get rid of DROP. And he sent legislation to city council, at least changing the interest rate paid to something more reasonable. And he wanted to start a study about the DROP system. A study, let's face it, this is common sense that, you know, you just can't do this, but there's too much money involved, you know. There's a lot of money involved, and asking the politicians to get rid of this, big pile of money, that's like asking mice to vote to eliminate the cheese. You know, it's not going to happen.
Pete, you know how you can tell the difference between a politician and a minister?
No, how?
The politician got his hand in your pocket.
Okay.
These politicians got their hands in the wrong pocket. They are taking from the city. They are taking from the programs. They are hurting the needy. Now, Donna Miller, who was and is right now the worst city council person in the history of Philadelphia, according to the Inquirer, she decided to take her money and run.
Well, a lot of city council has jumped on the drop. And the way the drop system is currently set up, if you look at their website, once you enroll, you can't exit out.
Can't exit. That's exactly right.
Isn't that convenient?
Yeah, but listen now. What did Franny say yesterday morning? He said when he signed up for the drop, he did not intend to retire or leave city council. His mama had a problem with that, according to Frank Rizzo. If your mama got a problem with what you're doing, respect your mama and do right.
I always listen to my mother.
Listen to your mother, Frank. Listen to your mama and go home. You live in Chestnut Hill with her. Go and listen, if you're 66 years old and live with your mama, that's a problem too. But if you live with your mama, go home.
I agree.
Yeah. Go. Now, and that's just for a minute. Up in Germantown, we got some young folk that are running for city council who can bring fresh blood to this city. We got Cindy Bass. She's bright, she's young, she's articulate, and she's running for Donna Miller's seat. Now, Greg Palmier, he's been around for a long time. He's going to run again. Tyner Knightstown, she's going to run again. But thank God we could have some fresh, young folk. You know, Cindy's the front runner right now. And Cindy Bass, she come off of Chocolate staff. She got good experience. She lived in the area. And she's a bright, young lady that will add to city council. Now, we're not endorsing her right now. That's for later. But I want to point out that we have some young people that are very talented and very gifted. Cindy Bass, David O. We got some folk already there. They have Mary Quiñones may have a problem. Sanchez, she may have a problem, but she's young. Bill Green there, he's young. Kurt Jones there, he's young. Can you imagine having a group of young, bright minds to lead city council, to be the alter ego of the mayor?
Well, yeah, and they don't have. They're not stewed in the system, so they can bring fresh ideas.
Exactly. That's why this race in May is so important for the city council seats, because you can have a changing of the guard. Get rid of these retirees on the job and get some new fresh blood in.
Well, although it's costing the city a heck of a lot of money, that's part of what DROP is doing. A lot of people in city council have signed up for DROP, and their dates are locked in.
They're locked in.
It's just a matter of whether they're going to double dip and come back for a salary after they get their big bonus. I mean, you know, if somebody, anyone listening out there, if you want to get me off the radio, $600,000 bonus to retire now, okay, no problem. You know, wouldn't you take $600,000?
Listen, I have a condo down in, where I got it, St. Martin. Give me $6,000, and Bishop Cleveland, he's young, he can pass his church and mine, and let me go down and rest a little bit.
There you go.
See, bad decisions make bad problems. I'm not crying about the DROP program. It's a bad program in place. I'm talking about these politicians who's abusing the system and taking that money. Give back the money and go home like you signed up for.
I don't think they have a way to give back the money, but, you know. Hey,
but
you know, they
the money
could,
and go home.
They could put it on their Discoverer card and get points or something, you know.
See, here's the thing, right? It's irrevocable. They have to retire. But they can take that money and donate it to the Department of Recreation to improve these playgrounds. They can take that money and, well, the school's a whole new program. Bishop Cleveland's an educator, so I don't want to knock the school program so much. But our schools need some money. Go down there and adopt the school.
I kind of disagree with you. The schools need better planning.
Yeah.
If they got enough money to do the job, they don't have enough organization, enough planning, enough of those kind of things. They got the money. They got the people. How do they use them is what is
the
difference.
The
problem? You know, the United States has been dropping in the educational excellence for years, and we spend more money than every country in the world except one. And they're better than us, too, in their educational output and how well their students are educated. So, you know, it has nothing to do with money. The relationship between money and quality of education is a non-existent relationship, no matter what people tell you.
Okay. Point well taken. But put that money somewhere. You can always donate to somebody. Put that money to use. And our city. Help our city out. Listen, I was laughing when Mayor Nutter got out there with that shovel at that first snowstorm on West Oak Lane, and he was shoveling snow looking good. I started laughing. That last snow come, they forgot to put the brine down first. All those streets froze up. I laughed yesterday because I saw a truck coming through Price Street putting down salt on that ice.
No, jeez.
I laughed. But so it's programming. I laugh. But what I'm saying is that where the money is needed, city council should – that's why we need new young folk too. But that drop money, if you're so guilty about taking that money, do something with it. Feed somebody. Clothe somebody. Fix our playgrounds up. Help Town Watch.
Town Watch.
Watch walkie-talkies. You know, Town Watch shirt. On the Town Watch night out, help advertise. Help get folk out there. Listen, way back in the day, before your time, in Frank Rizzo Sr.'s time, when trouble was so bad, the mamas got brooms and went out there in Northwood and began to beat them kids off the street. Organize these mamas to send them out on the street with a broom. Buy them a broom. I'm trying to be funny, but it's true. To get these kids off the street. We need it in our city. And stop walking around and your head up talking about, well, we're going to stop and frisk them.
Yeah. The real problem is you got to start at the grassroots. You got to teach people right and wrong and things like that. Now, Bishop Cleland, I see you there. You look like you want to say something.
I do, and I thank you, Pete. I'm just listening to Bishop Goins, and he always fires me up. That's one of the reasons why I got along with the Pentecostal Political Awareness Committee. Although I've been a Republican since 18, and much of that was with the late Frank Rizzo, who was very close with my family, that sort of stirred us into that direction. And it's just other issues that actually caused me to be a Republican. But I love the diversity with this organization, him speaking from a Democratic perspective, and I'm speaking from a Republican perspective.
So far, I haven't heard anything that I identify as specifically Democrat or Republican. What I'm hearing is a lot of caring, and that's human.
And I have to agree with that, and I think that's another thing that it brought us in connection. But he is just as Democratic as he has said he is. He's Democratic, and I'm Republican with the issues. And I think it even equates to David O's campaign, because he is a smart, he is a tough, he is a person of honesty. I've gone through both graduate and postgraduate credentials and so on. And one thing, while the DRIVE program is not a program that has any, that's a crime to be in or be a part of, we all understand that it is a bad program and that things have been really administrated incorrectly, and there could be some changes that could be done with the program. However, there's ethics that is involved, and I think that's what you said, Bishop Goins, and I have to agree. I was taught with getting every credential that I have and going to every program that I had that we have to perform ethically. And one of the things that we expect from all of these council people is that they would do the same, that they would perform ethically, and if they could, donate that money into different areas, even into our at-risk youth programs, or even in the recreations, the libraries that's been having this shortage. And of course, there's budgetary problems all over the place. But I'm certain, as you said, Pete, because there's no defined exit with this program, they can create their own exit. And that is to find a charity, find somewhere they can take that money and filter it back into the community or filter where the need is. So I listen to Bishop Goins, and I think they have an ethical responsibility to do what's right.
Well, you're right. It's a law, and laws can be changed. They mm-hmm. can change that law any way they want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Bishop Goins, what do you think about that? Should they change the law so they can give the money back?
The law can be changed. If the law is not changed, don't take that money and run with it. That's my position. Don't tell me you signed up knowing that you're going to take the money and come back. That ain't ethical.
Mm-mm.
Look at these people. You name them. Marion Tasco, Donna Middle, Joan Kaczewski, Verna Edmond, Frank Rizzo, DeChico. You name these folk.
Now, DeChico, interestingly, again, according to Philadelphia Weekly, you know, he's called for a special session this summer to end the DROP program, even though he's enrolled in it.
Yeah,
he's looking at it and saying, well, maybe it's that, or maybe he's saying, you know what, this really isn't right. Let's get rid of it. So,
listen, I want this city to rise up and say no more. If you rise up and say no more and turn the rascals out, on election, May 17th is the primary. Anybody who took the drop money got to go.
I support that.
Wow.
Drop the dropper.
Drop the dropper is one of our themes at the Pentecostal Clergy. Just drop the dropper. Did you take the money? Go.
Wow.
Period.
We're going to be right back. You're listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR 1540 AM and on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. We'll be right back with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
It's time to join the OT. Better than the AT. This is the OT.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McTavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the ASYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, talking to you about CyberSoft. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. Having 20 years of experience, CyberSoft protects many platforms, including Microsoft Windows. So for the best antivirus security, visit www.cyber.com. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. For the best in protection, remember, in any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4745. Or visit www.cyber.com. That's www.cyber.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of Town Watch Integrated Services, and Philadelphia needs you. We would like you to join the Town Watch group or start a Town Watch group in your community. To get in touch with me, you can reach me at 215-686-1459, or you can go to our website, www.townwatch.net, or you can go to philadelphia.gov, the Philadelphia website, and put in Town Watch, and you will find us and fill out an information slip. Philadelphia needs you to impact on the quality of life and help us to make sure that Philadelphia is a safer city. 215-686-1459. Thank you.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back. You're listening to Between the Minutes on 1540 AM. I'm your host, Peter Rodotti. We're talking to Bishop Goines and Bishop Cleveland, and we're talking about a lot of things. The May election, the drop program, ethics. It's a real good program. Mm-hmm. So, Bishop Cleveland, what do you say?
Regarding the drop program?
Or the election.
Well, as far as the election, I think, Bishop Goines, you did summarize a lot of things, and you said a lot of things in detail. I've thought that at many times when you were talking, my insertions were in agreement to what you were saying. And regarding the mayor, it is what it is, as you said, Pete. I don't think that's going to change with Mayor Nuthers' position and not having any competition that's going to be there for the primary and for the general election, other than the what's already in place. I also think that as far as the council that are large and that seats, those seats that we have to fill, I am supporting David O. I have known David O. At least for the last 12, 13 years. If I just say it and be emphatic about it, I think that he is a smart, tough, and honest guy. I met him first at a committee meeting. He asked me to come in to speak the Anacostia Creek section, and he was a very humbled guy. And from that beginning, we continued to develop a relationship that was more personal than political. I've tried to be, as a clergyman, not concerned more about getting into politics, but just keeping a watchful eye on those that are getting into seats, and just making sure that they follow through with their promise and that the people are being accommodated once they get into the office.
Who else are you supporting?
Well, I live in Chester County. My businesses are here in Philadelphia. I cannot vote in the city, of course.
That doesn't matter. Who do you
absolutely
support?
But as far as those that are in my position, I've always supported. And I, of course, I have to.
Yeah, but let me say this right. Our PAC has a process.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a process. On the 8th of March, the last Saturday in March, we have what we call the look at the candidates breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And these candidates do show up. Once we go through that, look at the candidates breakfast, we make a process where we reduce down the number of candidates and bring them back that next week, beginning that Monday, for one-on-one interviews with our executive board. And once that's done, we determine after the candidates that we're going to endorse in the primary. And so that's very important. And so you hear us talk about David O. and Cindy Bass and mm-hmm. Maria Quiñones, Kurt Jones, these young folk that are already there that's going to make a difference. Our official endorsement will be made in terms of who we support meet that first week in April. And also, we got some serious issues that need to be addressed. One concern is the judges. We need good judges, and we strive to inform our community about the judges that are running because it's very important. I saw an instance this week where one of the judges that we supported in the past made a very unique and astounding decision with respect to a criminal case, and I said, good. Do the crime, you should do the time. But coupled with that, we need to have some programming that will help our people that go for the court systems and even after the court system. And we talked to the judge candidates about that. It's very important that we have those that have rule and authority over us that be, I say godly, but have honesty, integrity, and trust. And so we strive to emphasize the judgeships. They are very important. That's one of the reasons I said it's what it is. We won't have it in the primary contention for mayor, but we'll help bring out people. But we want folk to come out for the mayor, for the city council races, for the judgeships. They're just as important as the mayor. And we strive to do the same thing. The judge candidates coming for us, and we'll do the same thing with them as city councilman. But listen, there's some other issues here. One other issue is this sheriff's office.
Hmm. Uh-huh. Okay.
Now, we supported John Green, almost every time. So we're guilty, too. But that sheriff's office is a morass. All that money mismanaged. Now, made the mayor's in a struggle with the district judge, the managing of the sheriff's department. Listen, something got to be done about the mismanagement, mishandling of those monies. So Tom Corbett has a decision made whether he want to accept the Rendell appointment as interim sheriff or whether he want to put somebody there himself. It's very important that decision looked at, and whether the next sheriff be just a caretaker or actually run the department is very important in this city. Fiscal responsibility is very important in all levels.
When everybody's hurting and the income of the city is down, you can't afford to waste money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
When everybody's happy and there's money around for everywhere, people don't mind. In fact, that's kind of what's really going on here is the drop issue and all these other issues are becoming an issue now. When they've been around for years, because there's a real shortage of money now, and it's a real shortage, and it's probably not going to disappear anytime soon.
Point.
Yeah, our housing situation. What Green left. See, we got problems in this city that need to be addressed. Strong mayors can address these issues. A strong city council can address these issues. In some cases, good judges can help address these issues. So, therefore, it's very important that our people come out and vote and look at all the positions on the ballot.
All right, we're starting to run out of time for the show, so I want to hear closing comments from Bishop Cleland.
Well, you know, I thank you, Pete, for having us both here representing the Pentecostal Political Awareness and being able to share with you, you know, our thoughts as what the upcoming election is going to be about, as well as to express how we feel about David O. And again, I'm here primarily for David O. When we had our meeting prior to the discussion, we really wanted to center on David O. And to sort of let you and the audience, the listening audience, know that we're here to support David O. He has all of our backing. We're going to work hard for him. We're going to use all of our means to make sure that he gets in office.
Bishop Goins, 1 minute.
David O is my son. I love him. Cindy Bass, my daughter. I love her. I love young people that are doing good things. City of Philadelphia, let's look toward the youth that are good, qualified, and trained so we can get a good administration in our council, good judges, and pray for a good mayor.
Thank you. Thank you both for showing up and coming on the show. It seems like the show just started and the hour is up already. I want to thank everyone for listening. You've been listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR 1540 AM. Listen to us again next week. Thank you.
The preceding program was brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus presents Fully Charged, an all-new surge of circus entertainment seen only at the greatest show on Earth, where excessive levels of excitement push the limits of imagination. Get fully charged up with horsepower, superhuman power, and pachyderm power. Arrive an hour early and meet our performers at the free all-access pre-show power-up party. Tickets start at just $10. Additional fees may apply. Playing Wells Fargo Center, February 16th through the 20th. Tickets are on sale now at the box office.
Hello, this is Barry Reisman with Klezmer. Every weekday morning at 9, right here at WNWR, we've got Andy Statman, the Klezmatics, the Klezmer Conservatory Band, Brave Old World, Dave Tarras, Giora Feidman. You'll also hear Paul Zim, Bruce Adler, Chava Albersina, and so much more. Comedy, contests, prizes, your phone calls, and lots of fun. It's a great new way to start your day. Weekday mornings at 9 at 1540. WNWR.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus presents Fully Charged, an all-new surge of circus entertainment seen only at the greatest show on Earth, where excessive levels of excitement push the limits of imagination. Get fully charged up with horsepower, superhuman power, and pachyderm power. Arrive an hour early and meet our performers at the free all-access pre-show power-up party. Tickets start at just $10. Additional fees may apply. Playing Wells Fargo Center, February 16th through the 20th. Tickets are on sale now at the box office.
In a world where your tires are your only connection to the road, one man, four tires, free air. An epic battle against underinflation, tire damage, and even tire failure. In the ultimate fight for properly inflated tires, the warrior gives